Hi, this is Barton George coming to you live from the Computer History Museum, the first night of Cloud Connect. And I'm sitting here with Rajan Sheth. How are you tonight?
Good, doing well.
Great. And so, Rajan, you're from Google. And can you tell us a little bit about what it is you do there? You just got off the speaking on the panel.
Right. So I'm a senior product manager for Google Apps. And Google Apps is basically our platform for businesses to run applications in the cloud. And we offer a variety of applications around email and collaboration that we provide to businesses. And more recently, we've opened up our platform such that people can build their own applications for their corporations or for others through Google App Engine, which is basically a platform product.
And so, as we were talking about before, you kind of started this out from ground zero.
I was one of the first people involved with apps and with the enterprise division at Google. So Google Enterprise is a part of Google that's focused on building business products, and we've been around for a few years now, and have grown quite a bit, and both in the area of search as well as Google Apps.
So now with apps, was there any other examples of people who were doing things like this? So for example, I know back when I was at Sun, this was something we had talked about doing for a long time with Star Office. That was the whole idea. We were going to make it web-based. Things like Google Docs. Were you the first to do this? Was anyone else doing this any scale?
There are definitely others that were doing things like this. And what we tried to bring in, a lot of this started with Gmail. And what Gmail really did for the market is that it opened up a whole new model by which people can build web-based applications by bringing in Ajax. And so that not only appealed to consumers, but appealed greatly to businesses as well, because of the scalability of Gmail. And then the same principles applied to things like Google Docs, Google Spreadsheets, Google Presentations, and we've continually gotten more and more advanced in terms of what we can do in a browser.
And I should add, just tonight, your presentation, in fact, you pulled it up, as you said, you'd never seen that computer before.
Yeah.
You just go to URL, you pull it up, and you give your presentation.
Exactly, yeah. I've done my presentations through Google Presentations, and it's great, because I can have access to my data wherever I might be on whatever device I might be on. And we've been able to continue to get more and more advanced. I think what you've seen is, over the course of the last probably 3 to 4 years, there's been some really advanced applications built in the web browser, and there's been a flurry of them. And we've really focused on trying to not only we've focused on not trying to just recreate what's on the desktop world in the cloud, but trying to take advantage of the unique leverage points of the cloud, of the fact that people are connected, to take email and productivity to a whole new level.
And so now, how are the groups different? The App Engine group versus Google App. Is there any apps? Is there any kind of a overlap there? Are they completely different?
No, we interact and work with each other quite closely, because Google has kind of a suite of applications and a platform which now have two major audiences, which has the consumer world as an audience and has the business world as an audience. And so the Google Apps suite is focused on bringing that to businesses, and bringing a lot of the consumer innovation that we've built as part of Google into businesses.
And then what about for the developers who are looking to develop, then, let's say, with App Engine? How does that work?
So really, it's very easy to go and sign up for an account for App Engine, and you can start developing very, very easily. We support Python-based applications, and so you can build anything you can build in Python. You can bring up to Google App Engine and essentially run on our infrastructure. And so we've seen people build some pretty amazing web-based applications on Google's infrastructure by doing that.
So now, how long has that been around, App Engine?
App Engine's been around for about a year.
Okay. And so if you, the way I've been hearing it recently is sort of splitting the cloud in three. If you look at, there's the application as a service, which is what you have with Google Docs, and you have the sort of the web platform, developer platform as a service, which you have, and then infrastructure as a service, so more like an S3 or an EC2 where you're just looking to get compute power. Does Google offer that as well?
Not really. I mean, the closest we have is Google App Engine, where you can run code on our infrastructure. We've taken a little bit of a different approach there, in that, you know, the great thing with Google App Engine is that you don't have to worry about the underlying guts of the operating system or underlying it, or what the system might be, and maintain that entire stack. You just need to know the code. And you need to be able to build code and upload code, and that's all you need to do in order to run a system on Google App Engine. And so it makes it very, very easy for developers to get up and running quickly.
So any big predictions for 2009, right? We had 2008, the word sort of went from nowhere, well, from metaphor to mainstream, I think I saw someone call it. Mm-hmm. And people are now looking to 2009 as being a big year. Any predictions for what you see, or certain areas that Google is targeting for this year?
Yeah, I think 2009 will be a big year for the cloud. I think there are a few factors that are fueling it. The first is that, you know, the cloud has become something that people, more and more companies, are recognizing is here. And it, you know, whereas a few years ago when I would talk to CIOs, people would say, there's no way we would actually move data onto somebody else's servers. Now when you talk to CIOs, the conversation ends up being more around feature sets and things like that, which is a much easier conversation to have. And it signals a major shift in the market. The other thing I think is that, you know, with things like the economic downturn, people are trying to figure out ways to do things more and more efficiently. And so as a result of that, I think we're going to see more people consider the cloud, because it is a lot more cost efficient to run your applications in the cloud than it is to build your own data centers, maintain your own servers. And so I think that's going to drive a lot of adoption of the cloud in 2009.
And then when we talk about adoption, there's sort of a couple of axes. Do you see it as something that is smaller companies are much more likely to gravitate to, or is that just sort of one axis, and the other one is how mission critical or how big the app is? In other words, maybe a large company would sign up for email, but only a small company would look for something more critical to its IT.
Well, to tell you the truth, I've seen about as much interest in large businesses as I have in small businesses. Now, granted, large businesses take a lot longer to shift, and there's a lot more that they have to think about when they shift their IT infrastructures. But I've seen just about as much interest in large businesses as small businesses, and I think there are definitely particular applications that are most ripe for the cloud right now. I mean, things like email is a great mm-hmm. example. One thing I was talking about during the talk is that nobody ever distinguished themselves. No company ever distinguished themselves by having a better email system than any other company. It's not a competitive advantage. So moving it, if they can move it to the cloud, get an email system that is constantly updating with the latest and greatest innovations, and then take that investment that they had in that and apply it to things that will cause business differentiation, it makes IT more and more valuable for the corporation.
Very cool. And one last thing. What are you most excited about for that's coming in cloud computing? What sort of makes, if you can get to this point, you'll be super excited?
That's a good question. I don't know if I can tell you one specific thing, but I think that, when we see many more major Fortune 500 companies start to shift to this, I think that's going to be a very, very exciting moment for us. I think we've started to see quite a few over the last couple of years, and I think we're about to hit that tipping point, and I think that's going to be a real exciting moment for cloud computing.
You think that'll be 09 or 10?
Hopefully the sooner the better.
Excellent.
But I think we're definitely getting to that point very quickly here.
Well, Rajan, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me.
Great, thank you.